Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. I want to announce a exciting programming change just for today. My friend Earl Ingram, who has his show from 5 to 6, is going to be also hosting Devil's Advocate starting at 2. So all afternoon, Earl Ingram will be presenting a special Juneteenth Day program. Great programming, historical programming, recognition that the Congress and Joe Biden have now made Juneteenth Day a national holiday, federal holiday. It's the date that the enslaved people in Texas were told of their freedom, and it's a joyous day. It's going to be some great programming today. Okay, we're going right to the news, and I'll tell you what. There's a lot of competing stories, but I'll tell you, I think one of the biggest ones, the U.S. Supreme Court once again upheld Obamacare. Once again, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld Obamacare. Obamacare is really the Affordable Care Act. Basically, it's really Romney Care. He put this in Massachusetts a long time ago when he was governor of Massachusetts. And it's actually Heritage Foundation Care. This was initially an innovation of a very conservative think tank. They were afraid in the early 90s that the Democrats were going to go to simply Medicare for all, or just what they consider socialized medicine. And they decided, we are going to construct something that lets private insurance companies in on the action. And there'll be these panels, and private insurance companies can bid, and they can make a profit. And you may remember the reason why we lost so many congressional seats, the Democrats did in 1994, was because Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton tried to reform healthcare. Bill Clinton put Hillary in charge. She did a great job. But, you know, you put out the boogeyman of healthcare, socialized medicine, British medicine, that kind of thing. And people's hair, the hackles get raised. And so what happened was there was a reaction. We lost dozens of seats in the House in 1994. Newt Gingrich came in, and he was the architect of the crooked, bad faith impeachment of Bill Clinton several years later, all precipitated by initially concerns about healthcare. So the right-wing think tank said, well, you know, basically, people aren't going to rest until people have health care. Right now, poor people have health care. They do. They have the emergency room. And if you go to an emergency room lobby or waiting area, there are frequently people there with fairly minor things, but they have no doctor. And it's very expensive to a hospital and to the government for people to go to the emergency room. Somebody collapses on the street, poor or rich, they're going to be picked up by an ambulance at public expense if they're poor, taken to a hospital and treated, likely die. But it would be a lot cheaper. Forget the morality of it. It'd be a lot cheaper if people had health care, went in for checkups. Doctor goes in and they say he gives a woman a mammogram and they can get it, do a lumpectomy. They can get it right away. Guy goes in. Turns out he has prostate cancer. Turns out he has high blood pressure. They treat it right away. It is not only the right thing to do, it's the cheaper thing to do. So fast forward, Obamacare gets passed. Romney and the rest of them who pushed through Romney Care and whose think tanks are the ones that came up with this idea are labeling it Obamacare. And why do they do that? Because they're trying to demonize Obama. The name Obama sounds foreign, that kind of thing. And they were trying to nab him. That's what they were trying to do. They're trying to nab him. In any event, it's worked beyond anybody's expectations. 31 million people benefit from it who would not have had health care. 31 million people. We have a circumstance where virtually everybody in the country who wants health care can get it. And if you're poor, you pay little or nothing. And if you have a good job and you want to do Obamacare, then you are going to pay something. And if you're going to, you got a good plan through your union or where you work at the office, you can keep that. And insurance companies participate and they make a profit. Now, the Republicans have attacked Obamacare. This is the third major time. They attack it every day. Every day, you will see some lowlife Republican congressman or senator attack Obamacare. It's sort of the thing they do. You know, on the Democratic side, back in the 80s with Reagan, everybody got up and attacked trickle-down economics. No one had any idea what trickle-down economics was. They just attack it. And after a while, it became a fetish. Let's attack it. Well, with the Republicans, they just attack Obamacare to sneak his name back into the mix. The Supreme Court has knocked it down three times, and that's even with a 6-3 conservative majority in the Supreme Court now. And I'll tell you the two reasons. One is the ostensible reason. The other is the real reason. The so-called, the ostensible reason is they always come up with a legal basis to do it. And without getting to law 101, we're not about law 101. I'll share some of my experiences and practice law from time to time, but this is not a legal course. However, one of the things you need to do, if you can bring a lawsuit, if you see something that you think is unjust, you think is wrong, but it doesn't affect you at all, you can't just bring a lawsuit. You have to have what's called standing. You have to have skin in the game. And the reason you have to have standing or skin in the game is because they don't want people starting these things who don't really care about the outcome and then walking away from it, and real justice doesn't get served. So in this one, you know, they'll use things, for instance, like the states will bring it. And they'll say, they have to say they're injured. The states are injured. And the Supreme Court says, what do you mean you're injured? You're getting money from this. Doesn't cost you anything. And then now what'll happen, I swear what'll happen, is then they'll find some straw plaintiff, somebody, you know, some Republican Party chairman from some county somewhere will say that he's personally injured. And they, why is that? Well, I'm personally injured because I don't like it. Well, that's not good enough. Do you have health care? Yeah. Where'd you get it? At the office. Okay, get out of here. You're not hurt by this at all. Then they'll say taxpayers are hurt, and they're going to keep on with this. But here is the thing. This Supreme Court has six conservatives and three liberals. And yet, and it prior to Ruth Bader Ginsburg dying, it had four liberals, but it did not have a majority. And what happened each time, the Supreme Court and conservatives participating upheld Obamacare. Here's the real reason. Here's the real reason. There is an unspoken doctrine in the law that says this. The Supreme Court follows the election returns. Yes, they're supposed to dispassionately interpret the Constitution, whether it's popular or not, but they don't. And so in the 1930s, a right-wing Supreme Court struck down the New Deal. They struck down the New Deal. They say things like minimum wage, Social Security, child labor laws were socialist. Roosevelt threatened to pack the court, said there's nothing in the Constitution that says I can't add five more justices and send you to the ash bin of history. And they chickened out and they changed their mind, because clearly in the Depression, popular sentiment was for the New Deal. In 1954, Supreme Court passed Brown v. Board of Education. They issued that saying you couldn't segregate schools. Why? Because they're suddenly good guys? No, it's not at all that. Back in the 1890s in Plessy v. Ferguson, poor guy named Plessy, African-American guy, wanted to ride the railroad in Louisiana, and they made him go to the African-American car, and he said, no, and he got arrested, and he went up. Supreme Court went against him in the 1890s. They said, separate but equal is okay as long as there's a car for you. Doesn't matter, it doesn't have heat and doesn't have food, the heck with you. It doesn't matter if the seats are all battered in and whatever. What changed between the 1890s and the early 1950s? Public opinion started to change. After the Second World War, there were a lot of African-American veterans who did a heck of a job. And you could see the groundswell of history going in the direction of civil rights, didn't come to fruition until John F. Kennedy's election in 1960. And they said, we better get with the election returns. This Supreme Court is following the election returns. People vote for Biden. It's overwhelmingly popular. Obamacare, you know, 65, 70% of the people like it and want it. The Supreme Court sits up there. It has no army. It has no means of enforcing its decisions. And it's not likely to go in the face of public opinion. The same when they permitted same-sex marriage. You know, they just imposed it on the states. Why? Because all the polling showed that, especially among millennials and new generations, people thought it was a non-issue. So they went with the election returns, which you can read the polls. That's what's happening here with Obamacare. Third time, conservative court, majority conservative court, this time 6-3. 6-3 preserved Obamacare. They'll always find a way to preserve it. And people, oddly, like the Amy Comey Barrett's and others, are not going to do anything that hurts kids. And so a lot of kids are insured by this, and that is what is the case. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand.